Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, you get Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of Totality. We're wrapping up our interview here with Kara Elietta. She is with the Tri-Delphia Fire Department, volunteer fire department. All these people, they volunteer to do all of this stuff. I can't get over it. I really can't. Assistant Fire Chief. And again, if you see Dave Patterson out there, give this man some clothes, please. He's been in the same clothes now for the past 2 days, getting a bit gamey. Once again, he's about 5'3", and what size? 2X, 3X?
2X shirt, 46, 48 pants, 9.5, 10 on the shoes.
All right, Dave Patterson, please clothe this man. He is a hero here. He is the head of the Tri-Delphia Volunteer.
Or wait, he's 36, 38. He's going to kill me.
Oh, okay. You don't need to shop at the big and tall men's store. Just get this man some clothes, for God's sake. All right, thank you very much. So, Kara, I don't know, and I want to wrap this up here. We appreciate all the time that you have given us. Give my best to Rich, a mutual friend of ours. Rich is a great guy. Okay. He is a great guy. He really is. And then we'll be giving away a pair of tickets. 10th caller for these tickets tomorrow evening. Steve Earle's solo and acoustic 50. Wrapping it up here, I don't know what I don't know. So what should I have asked you, or what do our listeners need to know about this terrible tragedy that we don't know? Karen Elietta.
So some things that definitely we want to get out there. Number one, tetanus shots. They are going to be doing those at the command center, I believe. They are free. Please go get a tetanus shot. The water is bad. You get scrapes or cuts or anything, and then you expose it to that water. So please take advantage of that if you have the opportunity. I would say also, as far as supplies go, utility knives, muck boots, flat shovels, and things like that for, unfortunately, tearing out flooring, stuff like that, people will need during this phase of things. And other than that, I would like to reiterate what Lou said. If you're not from Tri-Delphia, please don't come through right now and sightsee. It's not the time, and people are trying to get work done, and you're kind of clogging up the roads while we're trying to move things and people. So, please be respectful and let us have some time to get regrouped.
Okay. Well, Kara, you've been a wonderful guest. We appreciate it greatly. Kara Elietta, she is the Assistant Fire Chief and EMS Director, Tri-Delphia Fire Department. I always give my guests the last word.
Okay.
To say anything you want to our listeners, to the Upper Ohio Valley. You've got about a minute or so. Tell them anything you want, anything that we've already discussed, or maybe something new that you want to include, and then a call to action. Tell my listeners exactly what you want them to do. So, Kara Elietta, my microphone is yours.
So, first of all, I just want to thank all of the departments that have come to help, especially our neighboring department, Stone Church, who has absolutely bent over backwards and been there for us. And, our relationship with you guys continues to grow, and we can't thank you enough, as well as everyone else who has also come down to help. To the families who are missing people, we are so sorry, and we are doing everything we can. To the community in Tri-Delphia, we're here for you, whatever you need. Please come and find us. Most of you have been by the station, or you just know who we are. So just let us know if you need anything, and we will do what we can. As far as a call to action, as Lou said earlier, we do have an elderly population in Tri-Delphia who now has to regroup, clean up their homes, and it's difficult for them. So if you physically are a person who would like to come in and help, I would try to find those kind of people that you can go to and make a big impact in, helping them get resituated. I think that would be huge.
That is terrific. Kara, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm glad Bella was okay. Everything worked out well with Bella. Your dog, there's a picture of her. Half Whippet and half what?
Mountain Cur.
Mountain Cur. I have no idea what that is. Apparently it's a dog.
It means she's fast and little animals are in trouble.
There you go. But she's okay too.
She is.
Kara, thank you so much for everything. I appreciate it. Thank you for all your service, the volunteering to do all of this stuff. Good luck with your home.
Thank you.
Good luck with the firehouse. Whatever we can do to help you raise funds to build it back up, let us know. We'll do whatever we can.
I'll definitely call you.
And thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all the work that you and all the other volunteer firefighters do, and paid firefighters, all the first responders.
Yeah.
And my God in heaven. And Lou Vargo, whatever they pay him, it's not enough. It's not enough.
Don't tell him that.
All right. Thank okay, you so much.
Thank
kiddo.
You.
Thank you. You have a great day. And give my best to Rich. Good man.
I will do that.
Good man. All right. Let me just move this camera back over here. There we go. Hi. If you would consider sharing this, hold on a second here. Let me get this. There we go. Our Facebook live stream, if you'd please consider sharing this throughout the area. She was, Kara was just great. Lou Vargo, just absolutely great. Citizen, journalist, Carly Dittmar, just great. People here, just absolutely amazing. Just absolutely amazing. All right, fine. So, let's shift gears here. I got a pair of tickets for you. All you got to do is pick them up if you're the 10th caller. The phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Again, that's 740-325-1490. A pair of tickets tomorrow evening. Steve Earle, solo and acoustic 50 years of songs and stories. Drusky Entertainment. That's at the Capitol Theater. It's great seating, by the way. Terrific seating. 740-325-1490. 10th caller wins the tickets. All you have to do is pick them up here at the radio station and bring ID, and there you are. 740-325-1490. We'll get through this pretty quickly here. Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Sean.
Okay, you're caller number one. You're caller number one. Okay, so 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. Pair of tickets, Steve Earle, solo and acoustic, 50 years of songs and stories. Again, the phone number, if you want to make any sort of donation, you want to do anything to help, 9-2. Somebody hung up here already. Give me 1 second here. All right. So that's two. So we need the 10th caller. Hold on a second. Big Willie, 105.5. You're number three. Number three. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Pair of tickets. Steve Earle, solo and acoustic, 50 years of songs and stories. So, call now. Big Willie 105.5, you're number four. A lot of people want these tickets. We've cleared the lines. Now that's number four. Big Willie 105.5, you're number five. Big Willie 105.5, guess what number you are?
Five.
Six. Nice try. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Big Willie 105.5. What? Guess what number you are?
Oh, six.
Seven. Big Willie 105.5. Guess what number you are?
Seven.
You're eight. Big Willie 105.5.
Aye.
You're number nine. Nice try. Big Willie 105.5. Guess what number you are?
10?
Yes! Dad, we've got a winner! Yes! Yes!
Hello.
I'm going to put you on hold for a couple of minutes. Stay on hold, and then we'll get all the information from you. Thank you all. We got a winner. We've got a winner. Here, all the lines are lit up here. I've got to give away more prizes here. I've got to give away a lot more prizes. All right, so just stay on the line, winner. You're number 10. And give me a couple minutes, and I'll get right to you, get all the information. A pair of tickets right here. You got to pick them up. Drusky Entertainment, a wonderful entertainment company. Everybody loves Drosky. Steve Earle's solo and acoustic, 50 years of songs and stories. Thank you all. We've got a winner. We have a winner. Oh, the lines are my phone's blowing up here. My phone is blowing up. We've got a winner. Thank you. All right. Again, the Lou Vargo. Jesus, what a great job this guy is doing, honestly. And I got to say, Channel 7, WTRF, they've been terrific with all of this. They really have. They've done truly great work here covering this story. All right. So, let's see. Here's the phone number, 304-234-7109. That's 304-234-7109. Anything you can do to help these poor people, please do so. Some more information here. Catholic Charities West Virginia, a lot of you have been asking how you can help out those impacted by the floods. If you feel a call to help, you can donate disaster services recovery program through Catholic Charities West Virginia. 100% of the donations go toward long-term recovery to help our neighbors rebuild. You can donate at www.ccwva.org and add in the notes section disaster services to designate the funds. Let's come together for our community. So all of that, and let's see, what else do we have here? Ohio County American Red Cross, 1-800-RED-CROSS. Flood victims in need of immediate assistance are urged to call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Holy Family Child Care and Development Center, 304-242-5222. Let's see, how many others can we get to here? Let's see, the Giving Tree, located behind Tridelphia Middle School Annex Building. The Giving Tree will be open Monday from 10 to noon for any family in need of clothing. While not accepting donations, the site is providing clothing in a variety of sizes, bedding and blankets, feminine hygiene products, grief counseling available upon request. Organizers encourage those seeking help or information to contact them via social media. United Way of the Upper Ohio Valley is accepting monetary donations. Residents in need of food, water, clothing, or other essentials can call 211 to be connected to available sources. Elm Grove Elementary Shelter, Ohio Valley Mutual Aid, St. Mark Lutheran Church. I can't get to all of these. Marshall County Animal Shelter. They are posted on the Facebook page, Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Also, Channel 7's. Again, they've done great work. Lou Vargo, great work. And we will do it again tomorrow. Thank you all for everything, and have a great day.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American. Where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today,
'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.